Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod. This is Jamie. Howell isn't here today. It is Season 2, Episode 8, an extra special one, this without Howell, because he is in either Miami or Vegas or Hawaii. He did say, though, to mention you've got to watch Chuck and Walt Disney Rules. I have had a busy week off as well. I went to Chester Zoo, got touched by a fruit bat on the face and screamed and hid behind my wife. It's very good, Chester Zoo. You should go. It's got a wonderful cave, bat cave thing going on, and you can go through and the bats get you. Also, a few other notes of my week. What I've been watching, Orange Season 3. Orange is the New Black Season 3 has started. My thoughts so far, good, but not that great. Like, it's not sort of compelling. I'm not watching an episode and then going to want to watch another immediately after. So it's not very bingey, but it's good. I love any Crazy Eyes plots, anything involving Crazy Eyes. She's amazing. She's a brilliant character. But I'm darn tooting sick of Piper and her love story with Alex. It's boring. It got boring in season two. And, that for me is there's no spoilers in there, really. It's just that, you know, the Piper storyline in itself is getting a little bit tedious. So I'm still enjoying it, though, but it's kind of more leisurely watching. I've also been watching Hannibal season one, just started it. It's kind of hard to get into for the first season because getting used to the versions of Hannibal and Will Graham, the characters, because obviously for Hannibal, the iconic version is the Anthony Hopkins one. And for Will Graham, the version by something Peterson guy who did it in Manhunter, for me, he is the Will Graham I always think of when I think of the character of Will Graham. So it's hard to get used to the more like neurotic, slightly Asperger's-y Will Graham that's in Hannibal. But I'm only in about 5-6 episodes of Hannibal season one, and I'm starting to get into it. It's very gory. It's a gore fest, but it's I'm slowly getting used to it. On this pod, I should mention as well, I'm going to be talking to Ray Mears in a little bit. I'm a huge Ray Mears fan since I was a 19-year-old student, locked up alone in my student digs, and watching him teach me about survival skills. For me, he's, you know, forget Bear Grylls and his Hollywood survival seshes with Zac Efron having a camp. You know, for me, it's all about, you know, the hardcore is Ray Mears, and I'm going to get to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him about what he thinks about Bear Grylls and his Hollywood ways when he's out there hunting with Aborigines. Ray's the original survivor icon, and I want to talk to him about Burr and other things. I just want to talk about the film American Sniper. It's just come out on DVD, so I have to talk about that a little bit, and it's a good film, so we'll talk about that a little bit. I do want to mention as well, thank you very much for your emails. We'll bring them up next week. You can email us at studio@theboxsetpod.com. Everybody who's emailed, we'll talk about it with Howell next week, because some of it's, you know, aimed at Howell's face, which I understand completely why, because he talks a lot of balls. Lastly, let's do a little bit of the box set news. So I do want to mention theboxsetpod.com/news. That's where you can go for all the latest news tidbits. And when I'm not at Chester Zoo, I'll be filling the news pages with any bits that I consider to be big TV highlights. So latest stuff on there is, of course, there will be a season 5 of Arrested Development on Netflix. It's been announced they're going to start filming next January. Producer Brian Glazer said it's just getting them all together because it's a huge cast and they're very good and talented and they get a lot of work. Also in the news, I did put an amusing video up of SpongeBob SquarePants mixed with Breaking Bad. Have a look at that. It's called Breaking Sponge. There is news as well on there about Scream, the Scream films. There was talk of making a fifth Scream film, But of course, they were so bad that they've decided that maybe they should try TV with it. And so they're taking the format to TV. MTV have just released the first trailer for Scream. It's out June 30th. And, you know, it's got Ghostface back, but he's got a new face. Ghostface has a new updated shiny face. And he'll be doing lots of new killing. Whether that'll be any good, who knows? But it was quite enticing. The Leftovers, I'm a big fan of The Leftovers. If you've never watched it, it's on HBO. Season 2 starts in August time, maybe autumnish. And it's a good but weird show, quite depressing, in all honesty. But it's quite teasy, and it's by the same guy who did Lost. Season 2, the teaser trailer is up there. Lastly, of course, Game of Thrones finale scored the highest ever ratings for the Game of Thrones on HBO in America. 8.1 million people tuned in to the finale on Sunday in America, and since then it's been doing really well in the UK. Game of Thrones, the finale, it was a shocking finale, but it always is. I'm not going to give anything away, do not worry. There's cliffhangers, of course, for season 6. What's weirdly noticeable, though, more and more, is that the Game of Thrones world is splitting from the book to the TV directions, edging it slightly away from the book version, from what I'm hearing, which is interesting. But the show itself just keeps going from strength to strength, and that's your news. So next up, we'll hear me talking to Ray Mears.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Ray, I'm such a massive Ray Mears fan.
Oh, dear.
You know what? Weird thing is, Ray, I always kind of knew one day me and you would end up talking to each other.
There you go.
And now we're here together. Ever since I first watched Ray Mears and Bushcraft.
Oh, yeah, that's some time ago.
Did you enjoy that? It was brilliant.
Good.
Oh, I loved it. I've got a few. Before we talk about American Sniper, the film, I thought I'd pitch a few TV ideas to you, Ray. Okay.
Go on, you go ahead.
So bear with me. I'm thinking of me and you working together, TV projects for the future. First one, I can't believe nobody's done this. It's called Survivor Idol. Okay? already you know what it is.
I've got the idea, I think.
Yeah, we place the world's finest survivors in treacherous conditions and see whose survival skills are the strongest. Okay, hopefully, what I'm hoping is a final showdown between you and Bear Grylls.
Oh,
what
do you see. Think? Right, yeah, okay.
You're a fan of that idea?
No, I'm not.
Why not? Why?
I'm not. I don't like those sorts of shows.
Oh, really? Are you worried about coming up against Bear Grylls?
No. I thought you were going to suggest the survival voice or something next.
Survival voice, yeah, the best singing. Yeah.
The best singing. Campfire singing. No, I don't think.
Campfire singing. That's Gene. Come by y'all. What do you think of? Are you a fan of Bear Grylls as well?
To be honest, I don't watch it. I don't get a chance to. So, yeah. Not my scene.
Yeah. It's a different world. He does tend to like hanging out with celebrities in the jungle as well. And you're more of a down to earth with the Aborigines, aren't you, Ray?
Yeah. They're certainly down to earth.
All right, another one more idea to pitch to you.
Go on, far away.
It's called The Mears Factor, right? Good name, hey? Like the
thing. Oh, I like it. I like the way of thinking.
Okay, it's either a documentary, this, or it's a fictional-based TV drama Ray Mears are hired by the authorities to track down bad guys using your survival skills.
I see.
What do you think of that one?
Yeah, it's a real life drama, isn't it?
Yeah, it could either be like a fictional one, but you playing yourself, or we could do a real one, like a Dog the Bounty Hunter kind of thing, with the police work with you to find bad guys and stuff.
I think I'd like a cameo appearance.
Cameo appearance. Oh, okay, yeah. So we could do it based
like Hitchcock,
on you. Yeah, like a character based on you. So you could be called Jay Beers or something, and you can have a cameo appearance in
it. No one suggested I was anything like Dog the Bounty Hunter before. I quite like that idea.
Well, let's talk about the film then, because this film, American Sniper, is probably one of the most like gritty and for real versions of like a soldier on tour that I've ever experienced seeing. What was your appreciation of it?
I agree with you. I think that's exactly it. And I think that in time it'll come to be one of those classic movies of this era that kind of explains what soldiers were dealing with and going through. And the families as well. It's a very, very much a family story. I was really moved by the film. I found it a very agendaless, really, moving portrayal of a remarkable soldier's life and what he went through and what happened to him, where the story itself does the telling. There's no artifice. There's a soldier who goes out, and a young man who joins the military, to live out the advice, basically, that his father has instilled in him. And I think it's a beautiful film.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's a true story. This is a real human being, and he was in the military, and he was known as like the most lethal sniper in the US military. And that makes it even more powerful. But for me, the most powerful bits were, like you said, the kind of the family bits back when he was trying to be a dad and a yes. husband to his wife. Those bits really stood out.
I think it's really interesting. And I think here is a man who was held up in America as a hero because of his technical ability in the role that he had. But a man who, throughout his career, tried to live that down. He was just trying to do his job as well as he could. And in a strange way, became a victim both of his fame, his notoriety, and also the stresses that all of the soldiers, both American and British, have to deal with when they are involved in these sorts of conflicts.
Yeah, and I think that the thing with like Bradley Cooper, how he plays him, there's no like, it's not a showbiz version of a soldier. It's a very like, and it felt very real in that this is just a very sort of serving his country. He's a genuine, plain-spoken American, and he's just doing the job that he's been hired to do for his country.
You're absolutely right. Bradley Cooper's performance is superb, and I've put the DVD on my shelf as a reminder of this story, because in there you've got the extras, and you get the story about how he prepared for the role, the lengths he went to get the technical details right. And also you hear Clint Eastwood talking about the story, and I think he's done the most remarkable job. I think it's a tribute to the soldiers who we have sent to these places, and what they have to deal with, and how their families are involved, because you know they're often forgotten, that they have to stay behind. They can only imagine what their loved ones are experiencing, and in this film you really get a strong sense of that.
It's Clint Eastwood's highest grossing film as well, I heard. And why do you think that it connected so well with the general public and the box office and did so well?
It's really interesting. I mean, in America, he obviously, because he was a high scoring sniper, was held up as a hero. I think if he was here to speak for himself today, he would play that down and he would say he was just doing his job. And I think that Clint Eastwood really understood that, and that to me is part of the strong message. This was a soldier who wasn't gung-ho. This is not a Schwarzenegger style movie. It's an action movie based on gritty reality, and it's one where the individual has not been hyped into some superhero, but his own personal humanity is the strength of the character in the film, and I think it's wonderful for that.
Yeah. About yourself, I've heard that you work a lot with the army, in parts sort of helping them with training survival skills. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
And what exactly do you do? So do you just sort of take them away for a weekend or?
Well, that's between them and me. But I mean, I would say
top secret.
Not really, but that's between them and me. But I think that I do have a foot in both worlds in a strange way. As a civilian, I've been able to see and hear some of the things that our soldiers have to deal with. And I think this film will speak and resonate with both those soldiers and their families.
Yeah, I think so. Is it true that you almost joined the Royal Marines as well?
Yeah, I would love to join the Royal Marines. My eyesight wasn't good enough, so I couldn't.
Wow, they missed out. They missed out on a survival icon. I mean, do you ever wonder, like, but it's weird, isn't it? Because if you had gone into the Royal Marines, you wouldn't be the Ray Mears out the bush survival skills guy, would you?
No, I would have learned a whole different set of skills, I'm sure.
Okay, other than films, we like to end our interviews with everybody, especially just asking you what your favourite sort of TV shows resonate with you.
Well, I really enjoyed Vikings. I thought that was very good.
I've not watched any of that yet.
I watched it all later on when it was available online, and that was quite good. I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, is that how many seasons into that is it?
Well, I think there's three seasons, isn't it? Something like that.
Are you a binge watcher?
What's a binge watcher?
Watching TV shows, but watching them in like four episodes at a time.
Yes, I guess I am. Yeah.
Sitting down with a packet of Maltesers and in your boxer shorts.
But certainly I like to catch up on them. I think it's great. I hate that wait when you're waiting for something really good.
Yes, I do too. Right, well, thank you very much, Ray, for joining me. And, of course, American Sniper's out now if anyone wants to get hold of that. And hopefully, you know, Ray, we could talk about some more TV ideas in the near future, just me and you spitballing.
Jamie, I like the way you think.
Yes. Thanks, Ray.
All the best.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
All the best, mate, Jamie.
Cheers. See you, Ray.
Bye.
Okay, so that's Ray gone. Time's a bit cagey, but a lovely guy. And we'll be back next week with the start of season 3 of the Box Set Pod. Howell will return as well. If you've got any emails, send them to the studio at theboxsetpod.com, and we will reveal all next week with Howell back. Goodbye.